So hello and welcome to this little booster shot call for the Align and Awaken journey. I'm just so grateful to reconnect with you. I appreciate the notes that I've received, and it's wonderful to hear your voices even just for a few seconds as we're starting. And what I'm wanting to do is to just give you a quick refresher about the guided self-study program, because what I'm really hoping in my heart is that this is not a program that gets put on your shelf of success materials, but you just allow it to slip into the background rather than just kind of keeping it front of mind and using it like the transformational workhorse that it really is. And then, not tonight, but tomorrow night, I want to just briefly let you know about a small group program that I'm opening up in December. Won't be sharing all the details on the call, but will be alerting you to an email invitation that I will send out probably over the weekend. So with that, just know that this call, this invitation, has only gone out to people who have the Align and Awaken Journey Guided Self-Study Program. And I am assuming, even though some of you may have acquired it rather recently, I am assuming that you have done the quick start so that you have your tools in place. If for some reason you don't have the tools, go ahead and stay with us, have the experience, and then I invite you to come back and listen to the replay at, you know, your convenience. So let's begin, as we always do with my work, by doing a quick grounding so that we get into sacred space. I want to even start just my refresher from inside sacred space so that if you have a thought or you flash upon something that you're ready to release or transform, you will already have your tools at the ready. So here we go. Let's just take a deep breath all the way into the lower abdomen, just gently relaxing into this moment, allowing all of the thoughts of the past and the future to slip into the background, knowing that we will remember everything of importance once again when it becomes important. And for this moment, we're just going to take a few moments to be present, to have this experience together. And you might now even imagine that you're just creating a divine magnet in your heart, pulling your awareness down in from above your head, from the mental body, down into the heart, knowing that you are inside a tube of light. You might imagine that it's slightly wider than your outstretched arms, or whatever diameter is comfortable for you. And let's invite in all those aligned with the light above and below whom we hold sacred to just surround the tube of light, surround our space in this time together, guiding us, protecting us, and gently urging us forward on our next steps, which are aligned with our sacred path and purpose. And so let's begin by remembering that we have one of the transformational tools that we each have is the transformational sphere. And because I'm going to share with you a recent download at the end of the call, I'd like you to just go ahead and first be aware of your transparent basketball-sized sphere with the golden marble in the middle, and then expand that so that the golden core is large enough for you to just step into, so that each of us is inside the golden center of the transformational sphere. And remember that the golden portion represents those things which we are consciously choosing to receive in the way of resources and consciously choosing to release in the way of patterns of limitation and constriction. And the remainder of the sphere, because of how it's been created, gathers up everything out of alignment with the divine ideals that we download and anything that resonates with the patterns we're choosing to release and gathering up the resonance across all time, world, space, dimensions, and realities. And there's a new layer that we'll talk about at the end of the call, and we'll test that out and see what you think. It's really been a delightful addition in the last week and a half that I've been experimenting with it. So now that we are inside the transformational sphere, let's download now from the heart and mind of Prime Source Creator divine ideal templates for the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual levels of consciousness and all other levels of consciousness known and unknown, so that we have our individual divine template against which to gauge change. And let's also download now from the heart and mind of Prime Source Creator the divine ideal templates for the innocent and the orphan archetypes, the ones that we'll be working with tonight. Now remember that as we go through these next few minutes, if you think of something that you choose to release, you can either just think it and know that it's being gathered up into the golden sphere, or you can also just go ahead and activate it with your all-clear directive. So with that, as promised, I'm going to give you just a quick thumbnail, a little reminder about what is possible with the Align and Awaken Journey system. It's very elastic. What I did when I assembled the tools and the information the way that I did is I boiled down a lot of information and I tested out lots and lots of transformational methods to create something that is very elastic. So this is a system I've been using for over 16 years. So it's not one that you will, quote, outgrow unless you simply find something that resonates with you better, something that you just prefer. But in terms of what's possible with this information, the way it's organized, it really can be applied to just anything that I can think of in this moment anyway. You can use the tools. You can apply the system like a fire hose or fire extinguisher. If you get triggered and get pulled out of your center and you start to feel any number of negative emotions, overwhelm, anger, confusion, frustration, disappointment, sadness, any of those emotions, you can simply notice that you are having the experience that's other than optimum. You can intend to dissolve the root cause of whatever it is that's creating that experience and give the directive all clear. So you can use it like a fire extinguisher. You can use it in the moment on the fly when you're stopped in traffic. Additionally, you can use the core curriculum, the 12 core archetypes of the hero's journey, one by one by one, in the order that they're presented in the materials, because that tracks the expanding awareness of human psycho-spiritual development. So if you decide that you want to make a date with yourself and just do a comprehensive update of your inner operating system, you can apply the program that way as well. The icon that's at the top of the download page, it's kind of a colorful circular appearing diagram, is broken out into the 8 life dimensions. So you can focus on a single dimension and go through all 12 of the exercises per dimension. That's the really thorough approach. And kudos to you, Steve, because I know that's what you're doing. And that really is a methodical, comprehensive way to tie up the inner loose ends, those unconscious patterns that we all walk around with, but do it in a systematic way so that you're not responding just to crises, but you're literally going through and you are updating the patterns in the sequence of developing consciousness. So that's the thumbnail of what's possible. Know that whatever it is your heart desires, that's your soul inspiring you to move toward that. And you can use your transformational tools. You can use the transformational sphere. You can use the quick sheet. You can use your all clear directive to clear out any resistance to moving in the direction that you know your soul is calling you toward. As a minimal daily practice, I strongly recommend that you refer to your quick sheet, you do a review of your day, and for anything that was off your mark of optimum, spend a few minutes with the steps on the quick sheet and just dissolve the downside. Dissolve the other than optimum experience, and be sure to do the closing sequence and grow up and integrate those younger child parts, because until those parts are grown up and integrated, in my opinion, the work doesn't stick. We experience these other than optimum emotions and situations because there is some part of us calling out, indicating that it's out of alignment with soul, and so we feel that tension, but the part is calling out to get updated so it can get our full adult resources. So that's step 10 on the quick sheet. So I think that's all I wanted to say about what's possible before we go into our exercise. So let's go straight into the actually, I'm going to open the line here and see if anybody has a question before we go forward. Anybody have a question before we go into the exercise?
No, actually.
Okay, so here we go. So the first archetype that we're going to go over, review tonight, is the innocent. And that's the state of consciousness that we come in as a newborn. And I got to spend a few minutes playing with my first grandchild this afternoon and just watching him. Everything is perfect. He has just left the spiritual realm, isn't experiencing suffering. His needs are being taken care of. Everything is wonderful. So the innocent has the gift of trust of self and others, of life, faith, hope, optimism. The innocent fears being abandoned. I mean, just think of the innocent as those wonderful qualities of a newborn. That's the level of consciousness. And the developmental task of the innocent is to see what's real, not to stay in the illusion of perfection, but to see everything as it truly is and make decisions accordingly. The orphan, which is the next step on the soul's journey, is that state of consciousness where we have experienced some suffering. It's been activated by situations where things weren't perfect. People didn't do what they said they would. Our trust was infringed upon. We got left out or abandoned, or we weren't protected. So the orphan is that state of consciousness. It's the disillusioned realist. And the shadow side of the orphan is to think that the situation is hopeless, that the orphan has to do everything because nobody will protect him or her, and they can't be trusted necessarily. So the task, or the developmental task, of the orphan is to really lean into the pain and the suffering and process it fully and open up to receiving help from others. The gift of the orphan is realism. The orphan sees what is. Remember, the innocent sees what is perfection. Doesn't necessarily look at anything that's in the equation that's not perfect. But the orphan sees what's real and moves beyond feeling helpless, that the situation is hopeless, that other people are to blame for all of the unfortunate experiences, and gets to the point where the orphan is willing to trust and collaborate with others. So as we approach the holiday season, where if there are any early childhood family issues, they may be coming up, let's move into our exercise. Right now, let's do a pre-calibration for the innocent and just ask 0 to 12, where am I now, for embodying and expressing my divine ideal innocent. And if you have a pencil and paper handy, go ahead and jot it down. And I'm just going to go through and I will model doing the all clear cue for each of these sentences. And know that if you have another thought, if you think of something, you can either all clear it in that moment or just intend to address it. And it's going to be gathered up by the transformational sphere. So we'll catch it at the end. I can trust myself. All clear. I can trust my instincts. All clear. I know what I know. All clear. I'm ready to trust myself and be aware of what's really going on. All clear. I'm willing to be a neutral, fair witness to situations. All clear. People have infringed upon my trust in the past, and I am wiser now. All clear. Even though trust has been broken sometimes, I'm able to be aware of the facts and choose when to trust now. All clear. Not fully trusting anyone is a tremendous burden. All clear. I can't believe that someone I trusted abandoned me. All clear. That really hurt. All clear. I'm ready, willing, and able to let that hurt and pain dissolve now. All clear. I can keep the wisdom and innocence and open my heart again. All clear. The birth process was quite a jolt to my system. All clear. Some people even say that the birth process is a traumatic process. All clear. I choose to dissolve all the post-traumatic stress and distressing cellular memories that I have experienced as a result of my birth process. All clear. I'm ready to reconsider things I was told by significant others and see if they are true for me now. All clear. I choose to be aware of what it serves me to know or do, regardless of what others are saying or doing. All clear. When others judge and criticize me, that's just their perspective. All clear. I can choose to love and accept myself anyway. All clear. I do choose to love and accept myself anyway. All clear. I accept my divine perfection and let go of perfectionism. All clear. I don't like conflict. All clear. and I can consider differing perspectives and maintain my healthy opinion of myself. All clear? I know how to keep myself safe and be open and curious when appropriate. All clear? I can be aware that suffering exists without suffering myself. All clear? I can choose to maintain my optimism. All clear? I choose to hold on to my dreams, my hopes, my passions, and my visions. All clear? I know what I know, and I'm ready, willing, and able to trust my knowing. All clear? I'm ready, willing, and able to be aware that some people are not trustworthy. All clear? To the extent that I've walked into the same abusive situations time and again, I'm ready to get my core needs met for love in other ways. All clear? To the extent that I've held on to bitterness, I'm ready, willing, and able to let that go. All clear? I'm ready to embrace my innocence. All clear? Ready to embrace my trust in the abundance of the universe. All clear? Ready to embrace my optimism. All clear? To the extent that I haven't seen my part or contribution to situations that are other than optimum, I'm ready, willing, and able to dissolve those patterns of denial now. All clear? I'm ready, willing, and able to see my part in every interaction with open and curious eyes. All clear? Clearly, I get to go back into that one. And I'm ready, willing, and able to take responsibility for my actions. All clear? So go ahead and do a post-calibration. Just ask 0 to 12, where am I now, for embodying and expressing my divine ideal innocent archetype. And jot that down. And now let's do a calibration for the orphan, 0 to 12, where am I now for embodying and expressing my divine ideal orphan archetype? And make a note of that. I'm ready, willing, and able to lean in and bring to completion the pain and trauma I've experienced when I wasn't protected like I needed to be. All clear? Even though I've been in situations where I didn't feel cherished, nurtured, guided, and did not feel emotionally or physically safe, I'm ready, willing, and able to bring all those memories to completion now. All clear? I'm ready, willing, and able to bring to completion all the patterns associated with times that I felt abandoned, betrayed, victimized, neglected, or disillusioned. All clear? All the situations where I experienced unfairness, I'm just leaving that open-ended so that your subconscious and your higher self and soul can fill in the blanks. All clear? Whenever I was ridiculed or made fun of, all clear? Embarrassed or humiliated? All clear? Or felt ashamed? All clear? Those times when I found out people talked about me behind my back? All clear? Or lovers broke promises to me? All clear? When employers took advantage of me? All clear? Or clients took advantage of me? All clear? When I allowed myself to be taken advantage of? All clear? for all the problems and issues relating to feeling hurt or vulnerable. All clear. And now let's just think of all of those patterns of vulnerability and pain, feeling abandoned and betrayed. I choose to dissolve every thought, feeling, attitude, emotion, belief, imagination, and every other problem that I've ever had about or toward all that. All clear. And every thought, emotion, feeling, attitude, belief, imagination, and every other problem that I've ever had as a result of all that. All clear. I'd like to have had perfect parents, and they were human after all. All clear. So I can forgive them their imperfection. All clear. And reclaim all of the energy that I've been keeping locked up in blame, judgment, and criticism. All clear. And I call back the power I've let leak out when people have disappointed me. All clear. For all those times when I felt on the same level like an infant crying in a crib, knowing that no one will ever come, and the helplessness of that, and the hopelessness of that. All clear. All the pain and loneliness. All clear. And feelings of isolation. All clear. I'm ready, willing, and able to dissolve my resistance to receiving assistance from others. All clear. Or collaborating with others. All clear. It isn't necessary for me to do everything by myself. All clear. I'm ready, willing, and able to follow my dreams. All clear. Even if there's some disappointment along the path. All clear. Because I choose to embrace what's possible rather than settle for less than I'd love to experience. All clear. I choose to be in alignment with my values. All clear. I'm ready to let go of pessimism. All clear. I'm ready to dissolve the voices and the words in my head that judge, criticize, and berate me. All clear. So now if there's anything that's come to mind, go ahead and run through that and just intend to release that, and it'll be gathered up in the golden core of your transformational sphere. Then go ahead and do a post-calibration 0 to 12, checking in and asking, where am I now for embodying and expressing my divine ideal orphan archetype? And go ahead and make a note of that, remembering that if you are other than at a 12, you can ask the question, what would it serve me to know or do now in order to move from my present calibration to a 12? And then you just sit with it, perhaps with your quick sheet in front of you. Notice what emerges into awareness, and just follow that like a tracker, whether it's a sensation or a thought or an emotion, and just peel off the layers. So now we're going to take a test drive of this new, it ultimately will be an addition to the transformational sphere. But it's continuing to morph, and so I haven't worked out the mechanics yet. So what we're going to do is we're going to do it longhand, but ultimately it will just become part of the transformational sphere and will get activated with your all clear, just like the remainder of the sphere does. But for tonight, we're going to need to do it longhand. So inside your golden sphere, notice now and trust that there are three additional chambers that you haven't noticed before. The first one is white light, the second one is gold and green light, and the third one is violet light. And I'm going to have you do a pre- and post-calibration for each one. So get ready now, standing or intending to step into the golden white chamber within your golden sphere. And just ask 0 to 12, where am I now regarding this energy that is about to be released? 0 to 12, and then go ahead and step in to the white light chamber. And go ahead and step out of the white light chamber and do a post-calibration, 0 to 12. And we're also going to intend that that continue until complete. So if there's more release to be done, that will continue. Go ahead and do a pre-calibration now as you notice the green and gold chamber, 0 to 12, where am I now? And then step into the gold and green chamber. And this chamber, the way that I've been guided to construct it, this is the one that summons Archangels Metatron and Michael to release implants and stray energies and asks for the support and gives permission to Archangels Raphael and Arcturus to instantly realign your grid with your divine ideal templates. As the energy that's past time releases, the angels are going to reconfigure your grid. So go ahead now and step out of the gold and green chamber and do a post-calibration, 0 to 12. Just ask, where am I now? And jot that number down. And now, do a pre-calibration before you step into the violet light chamber. Just 0 to 12, where am I now? And then go ahead and step into the violet light chamber. And this chamber is transmuting all energies less than 528 hertz, the frequency of unconditional love. And you're going to be infused with Christ consciousness as that denser energy is transmuted. And Christ consciousness is not a religious concept. This is the consciousness that is the spiritual essence of divinity. And then go ahead and step out of that chamber and just ask 0 to 12, where am I now? And what I'm going to invite you to do now is to imagine you're creating a hologram of your transformational sphere. In other words, you're going to just create a copy of your transformational sphere in a size that's comfortable for holding in your hands and turn now and step through a doorway into the room in which are represented all of the beings, your extended network, all of the beings with whom you have crossed paths directly or indirectly across all time, world, space, dimensions, and realities, and just hold your sphere out to them, inviting them to place their versions of all the patterns that you're clearing into the sphere, knowing that this happens faster than the speed of light, and go ahead and thank and bow to them, turn back through the doorway. And what I'm going to do, just give me a moment, is I'm going to offer a copy of what we've done tonight back to each of those precious beings. And it will just be floating in the event they wish to accept it at the higher self level. It's just an offering. So that concludes our exercise. And I'm going to open the line and I'd love to hear from you all to know what you experienced, if there's anything you're willing to share, or if you have questions, I'd love to respond to questions before we go.
Wow, I experienced something really deep, actually.
I'm glad.
I felt the whole layer of something just leave me.
Oh. Well, Steve, that makes my heart sing, as you
know.
Thank Thanks for sharing. Anybody else have an experience that you're willing to share?
Yeah, Kit, I do. I just really felt like it was wonderful to reconnect and to go through these exercises with you at this level. Kind of brought some awareness to some issues, personal issues I'm going through right now, just some things that I wasn't consciously aware of, kind of brought it up to the surface that were underlying and could have held me back in moving forward in some very important ways. And so I felt that be brought to light and unveiled, and a lot of healing just happened in that short period of time. So I'm looking into delving into that further, but I really feel like a big load was kind of taken off my shoulders. So thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for sharing, Adrienne.
Yeah.
Anyone else have anything they'd care to share?
Hey, Kit, this is Jenny.
Hi, Jenny.
Hello. So I really loved the reminder of the kind of dedicated and deliberate list of the all clear.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than, let's call it the fast track of the fast track or the quick start, is to really be with, you know, each word, each syllable, the pause and the all clear. It's easy to sidestep or quick step that piece of it, and it's just a lovely exercise. And the chambers were just yummy. The chambers were beautiful.
Aren't they?
Wow.
I know. I look forward to seeing how the mechanics of it actually come together, and I'm just being with it. I mean, you know, one of the things that we've talked about is that the divine feminine as the field of limitless possibilities, the inspiration, that's where everything is. And if we jump too quickly into letting our ego mind go with the how, we short-circuit the process. So I am just waiting for my divine masculine to kind of focus the potential of these chambers and offer up guidance about how to actually handle the mechanics. And then, you know, my conscious ego mind will send you all out an email letting you know, and I do anticipate that it will just become part of the transformational sphere so that we don't need to do it longhand again. But I am enjoying doing it in sequence because my body is kind of like you mentioned, Steve. My body is just going, hallelujah, this is really nice. Just
yeah.
Little, you know, little feelings of tension, things that aren't enough of an aggravation for me to even be aware of them, suddenly just begin to dissolve in those chambers. So I'm excited
mm-hmm.
about what's around the corner with those. Well, dear ones, we are at the end of what I had planned tonight. I do hope that you'll be available to come back same time tomorrow evening. We will go through the warrior and the caregiver, and I think these are also wonderful archetypes to review as we go into the holiday season. And because I won't need to go through the thumbnail again, then at the end of the call I will at least share very briefly what I'm envisioning in the way of a small group opportunity opening up in December. So thanks for coming. Thanks for being with me today. I have so looked forward to connecting, and gosh, I just got such a boost just feeling you and hearing your voices, and I'm very grateful to each of you.
Thank you, Kit. Nice to meet you, everybody.
You too.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kit.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.